What's up, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is in the building for another Here's the Sitch podcast with Mike and Lawrence.
What's up, guys? We are so excited to be back on Here's the Sitch.
Exactly. Honey, what episode are we on right now? Because we are killing the game. We haven't had any guests on, obviously, because it is COVID right now. But we are really providing very positive, meaningful content. And I'm very excited to, you know, provide this podcast.
Me too. So today is episode 17. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to really focus this podcast on like our core beliefs that we live our life by.
Facts.
And the things that we, the things and ideas that we look to for inspiration, for positivity, mm-hmm. and growing ourselves and each other as a couple, and just living our best life.
Well, see, it seems like a lot of our callers are too, because the last
couple weeks,
most of our callers are also, you know, trying to be their best self, trying to live their best life, and they're not just out here in the streets, you know, trying to pay, you know, pay your bills and die. I mean, I don't mean to say that, but we're not on this earth to pay bills and die.
Right. No, all of you listeners, I'm so excited that we opened up this phone line of Here's the Sitch hotline, and we've gotten to hear directly from you because you are the people that we made this podcast for. And I love that you guys are aligning with our beliefs of trying to just improve on the daily basis. So the Here's the Sitch hotline is 732-898-0414. So make sure you guys give us a call and you may be featured on our next episode of Here's the Sitch. And you can call in with questions, comments, topics you want to hear us explore and dive deeper into. And also always feel free to leave your favorite book or your favorite quote. We love hearing inspirational quotes. And we will definitely make sure to feature you.
All right, Gunny, honey, I think I said Gunny, honey. So where are we going to start today? Because this is episode 17?
Episode 17.
Yes. I don't think we ever talked about taking the high road.
No, that is exactly where I wanted
to
start
today. Did you just roll your eyes at me? Oh, my God.
No, there's a fly situation in the room.
There is.
That's what my eyes are going a little crazy for.
He just went kamikaze straight into the wall.
Listen, we are doing work in our basement sidebar, and there's doors and windows open when the workers are here, and I think a horsefly got in, and it made its way into the Here's the Sitch podcast situation room.
Well, take the high road, honey. Take the high
road. Yeah, so he told me to ignore this horsefly, but
okay, so I want to know, what does that mean to you? What does take the high road mean to you? Because I think a lot of our listeners and subscribers, they may not even know the definition of taking the high road. Like, what are you talking about, taking the high road?
Well,
so I'll explain it to them.
Well, that's why I really, when we were brainstorming about creative ideas of where to go with this episode today, I felt like this was a really good place to start because it's such a core of how we live our lives.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also one of those things that you've been hearing all your life.
Yeah.
Because I definitely heard it all my life to the point where I was sick of hearing it back in the day when I didn't take the high road. So anytime someone would tell me to take it back in the day before I was evolved as a human, I would get frustrated with it.
And a lot of the things that we do and a lot of the things we say, it sounds cliche, guys. It really does. But once you start to get experienced in life, it's really not. Those cliches really, they really work, to be honest with you.
You have to just break them down and apply them to different circumstances, points of view, and situations.
Yes.
Pun intended.
1,000%. I would like to say that to make it easier for you guys to know what taking the high road means, I'd have to say something really quick. To be better, not bitter. That right there, everyone loves that quote. And I love it, and I apply it in my life every single day, in every single situation. Whenever I come across something that I get aggravated on, maybe a conversation, maybe I get taken out of my peace for some reason, I always sort of put that filter in of, you know, be better, not better. Oh, actually,
not
be better, not bitter, which means you're taking the high road. You know what I'm saying? Because you really don't want to come out of your peace, you know?
Yeah. Anything that costs you your peace is just
too
expensive.
Too much.
Expensive, out of our budget, and it's got to go. And I think that I want to give some good examples of taking the high road because, like I said, when I was younger, in my teens and 20s, I was really overhearing it because anytime I had a problem or I hit a roadblock or a struggle, and it was usually about the noise, the background noise of like someone saying something I didn't agree with or didn't like or arguing with, you know, a family member or a friend, and my mom or my dad saying, you know what, Lauren? Just take the high road. Okay. Just move on.
I have a good example really quickly. And it's something that everyone can relate to. Social media. Okay. And we have
that's a big one.
We have spoken about this before, but this is a good example for today, what we're talking about. If someone, a hater or someone says a negative comment about you, I'll let you know right now, guys, you know, we have millions of people on social media, on our platforms, and you know, you're never going to get 100% approval rate.
Never.
And you do get negativity here and there, but I'll be honest with you. I respond with, thank you so much. God bless. Stay safe. And that's what I do. And then usually people respond back, oh my God, I just wanted a response from you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just a quick example right there.
Yeah. I think there's a few different ways. As long as you're responding to it healthy, in a healthy way, like that's a positive response.
Yes.
And that's wishing them well. And more often than not, you're correct. They do respond and say, oh my God, you saw my message. Like, I just wanted to be noticed by you. A lot of times that's the response. I personally, I used to do that, but right now, whatever vibe the frequency I'm on right now, I just don't respond to it. I just hit them. I just hit them with the restrict button.
Oh my God, the restrict button, guys!
Yeah,
I love it.
They get a good restrict, and they don't even know it.
Please explain the restrict button because we spoke about this in like episode one or two. What the restrict button actually is?
I think the restrict button is the most valuable tool on Instagram right now. So thank you to the IG gods who created it.
Yeah.
So the restrict button will mute the troll slash hater slash
negativity.
Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's anybody that you just don't want to see their bullshit on your posts.
Yeah.
So you hit them with the restrict. And the best part is that they can continue to view your profile. Mm-hmm. They can continue to make like a ghost-like comment, meaning they will only see the comment. Mm-hmm. No one else will ever see it. So they can continue to hate.
And they contribute to my numbers continuing to go up.
And the
up.
Following.
Yeah, the following.
So it literally just mutes them and like puts a muzzle on them. Yeah. So it's like the best way to deal with haters on the social platform, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that that's an excellent example of taking the high road. But I think another great example could be when you think about how hard it's been for you to change yourself.
Uh-huh.
So if you are improving yourself on a daily basis, you're listening to positive podcasts like Here's the Sitch.
Facts.
You're working out. You're trying to eat better. Mm-hmm. You're trying to just get on that next level of energy.
Contribute to your 100%.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And just thrive.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You know how much work you put in to become that better person.
Very true.
So think of how hard it was for you to take that first step in changing your life to be that better person. And then put it in perspective that changing yourself was that challenging. How are you going to change someone else?
Well, that's perspective. Understood. Yeah.
So that I think is a good way of if you just have a disagreement with someone or you're hitting a confrontation.
Oh, so
take the high road because I'm not going to try to change you.
Okay, fine.
I work very hard on myself.
Okay. So what you're trying to say right now, and I'm going to hit you with a fire one real quick with, which means argue with a fool only proves that there are two fools.
Exactly.
So why would you argue with someone and waste your energy and get aggravated or come out of your piece when you could just say, you know what? 2 + 2 = 6.
I was just going to say that, man.
Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the meme.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I love that one. It's like 5 + 5 = 12. Yes. Have a fantastic day.
You're not going to argue with an idiot.
Yeah. Well, I do agree with. I want more examples because people just don't understand. They're just not trained in taking
exactly. And I think having more examples helps you apply it to all different things that could come up in your life where you have the opportunity to take.
Okay.
I love what my husband says about this because sometimes he makes a comment. He's like, they went lower level. You know what I mean? There's two options.
Low hanging fruit.
I love the low hanging fruit comment. I like to say that.
All right. I want to give you a hypothetical right now, real quick. Hypotheticals.
Sure.
Are you ready? If you're driving a car, okay, and someone is tailgating you, what do you do?
Usually there's two things I will do.
What do you do?
So I'll either continue driving and like ignore them. if they are scaring me, yes, I'll pull over so they can pass me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I don't know.
Like if they're aggressively like if they're making me fear for my life, I'm gonna pull over so they can pass me.
I don't know.
But if they're just tailgating me and it's like a young kid that doesn't know how to drive yet and they're just about to crash everywhere, like we just
let them go by. You know what I mean? Put your hand out the window and let them go by.
Yeah, wave them across.
Now, what would the old you do?
Oh, I'd probably slam on my brakes the whole time and then my gas. Like maybe when I was like 20 something, I would do that to fuck
slam
with them.
Slam on your brake.
But that's just like, what do you have to prove to this person? You're just proving that you're just as big of an idiot as they are. Yeah, that's what you're doing.
You're honking out the window, giving someone the finger. You know what I'm saying? What is that getting you?
I've never understood giving the finger. I've never given the finger in my life other than in a joking manner.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't understand if you're so angry and you go like this, how does that satisfy you?
There's probably some sort of emotional satisfaction. Of flipping the bird and you thinking that that particular symbol
affected them
in some way.
It always made me laugh.
Yeah.
Even when I was younger, I got flipped off a lot before I learned how to really drive. Waving someone by or pulling to the side so a tailgater can pass you is an example of taking the high road.
Very true. Facts.
Let's do another one. Like another daily, like mundane thing like that that you wouldn't realize. You have the opportunity to either take the high road or you can be an
I'm going to hit
asshole.
You with some COVID-ish right now. You walk into a Target.
Mm-hmm.
And you forgot your mask or actually you have it in your pocket and you're just, you know, not necessarily oblivious, but you're in a rush and maybe you just walked into the store by accident and the owner or the manager yells at you to put on your mask. Are you going to yell back and argue with the manager? Are you going to realize and take accountability that you just made a mistake?
Yeah.
And oh my God, I'm a human being. I made a mistake. Oh my God, my mask is in my car. It's in my pocket. What are you going to do?
I'm going to walk away and put my mask on. I wouldn't even consider arguing with someone or yelling back in that circumstance.
Yes, exactly. I say that because we see videos online, and anybody who's listening to this probably does too, of people going into stores and, you know, not wearing their masks. And listen, I'm not pro mask. I'm not, you know, for wear. We're not talking pro or not. I'm just saying that what we're watching online, people getting into little fist fights from like these little confrontations or they're actually interactions that can be easily diffused from just sort of running the tape, which if you guys don't know what running the tape is, you're going to have to listen to some of the earlier episodes about just sort of, you know, running the tape on some of your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know what I'm getting, honey? Because you're looking at me clueless right now.
No, I agree with all of that. I think that the mask situation, we're going to do whatever the law/rule is.
Yeah.
So right now in the state of New Jersey, you should be wearing a mask. So if you're in a store.
If you're outside, you don't have to wear a mask though.
Right. But if you're in a store and you, you're in a store and you should be wearing a mask. Like how are you fighting with somebody if you're not wearing the mask? Like. What world are you? I just can't. They just opened up a can of worms in my brain.
No,
because what are these people thinking?
I'm just going to just have to say that some people are not trained in handling their emotions, which means you're letting your emotions rule your intelligence.
Yeah.
Getting arrested, getting into fights, you know, and just getting into situations that you have no business being in.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, either A, you're getting arrested, or B, you know, you're getting into a fight and you're like, oh my God, like, you know, now I'm beat up and, you know, I have a black eye and I'm out of work for, you know, a week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I think a really cliche piece of advice when it comes to taking the high road, getting back on course here, is two wrongs don't make a right. That's another cliche.
That's like a basic
kindergarten instruction over here. And I think that if somebody is getting to you and you respond in a zinger, we like to call them, you know what I mean? In a disrespectful way or something to upset that person because they're upsetting you. It's just, it's just taking the lower level. Like my husband says, it's like on that Verrazano Bridge, there's the upper level and lower.
Most people are not sort of trained in taking the high road. And the reason why we're having this conversation, we're having this podcast right now, if you just sort of took a couple seconds to breathe and understand, okay, why am I getting mad right now?
Yeah.
Okay, what is happening right now? What should I do? Should I go back in my car? You go over hypothetical situations in your brain of what are the almost like risk assessment, mm-hmm. what you should be doing. And most people just fly off the handle and it's all over. We got a situation, fellas.
And what's helped me tremendously in continuing to take the high road is the perspective of understanding that when the person who's upsetting me, if they're saying rude, disrespectful things.
Hurt people.
Exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. So it's acknowledging that they're suffering inside.
It's a mirror, yeah.
And they're hurting off of something and they have to like reflect and push that on me mm-hmm. to make themselves feel better. And listen, everybody goes through shit. Sometimes you might be the one taking that lower level. Maybe you're not perfect. So maybe once a week, or maybe you have a friend or a family member that really ticks you off once in a blue moon and you go that lower level, but you're going to kind of recognize, you're going to feel that energy shift.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. oh, I shouldn't have done that. That was out of character. I'm not proud of reacting that way.
And
you'll do it less. So you should always mm-hmm. be reevaluating your behaviors when faced with that kind of confrontation.
You have to reevaluate yourself, your feelings, your emotions, just yourself on a daily basis. Because like I said, a lot of these things can be avoided. A lot of these situations can be avoided if you just take a step back real quick and have some sort of perspective.
I have a question for you.
What's that?
So once you start becoming a habitual traveler on the high road.
Oh, the Hot Mess Express?
No. You're not listening.
Okay.
Once you become a habitual traveler on the high road.
Yes.
How does that change your life?
It's like a muscle. It becomes easier and easier to do it. And then you realize that you keep getting good results mm-hmm. from living this way. People want to be around you. You just have good fortune.
It almost like abolishes the negativity that the person is spewing at you.
You realize that positivity is a choice, and it's easier and easier for you to make that choice.
Yes.
And you keep getting better and better results in every aspect of life. And everyone's wondering, like, oh my God, like, you know, how did you get this way? It's really from, you know, baby steps and almost like a muscle. But once you are really get on that road and do it little by little, it becomes easier and easier to make good choices. It makes easier and easier to be more positive. It becomes easier and easier to sort of control your emotions and realize that, you know, human beings are faulted at the core. And mm-hmm. if someone says something negative to you, or if someone says that you can't do something, you know what they're telling you? They're expressing their limitations, not yours.
Right. They're putting a cap on something that they don't see possible.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean that you can't do something. It means that they don't think that they can do it.
Right.
And they're trying to sort of project that on you.
Exactly.
And you need to understand that from the get-go. So, and if someone says that, say, thank you very much. You know, keep it moving. And another thing is, when you don't want to be around negativity, you'll be around it less and less.
Yeah.
You'll be around more positive people, positive influences, positive friends. And your whole life will start to change.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that's successful, they don't argue with people. They don't really, you know, spit negativity because it doesn't do anything. It doesn't serve a purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know? So.
Yeah. Life becomes a lot more peaceful and happy when you ignore the noise. You choose to just move, like step over the little hurdle instead of fighting it.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing?
Step over things that you used to trip over in your 20s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's factual.
Because it's that simple. 2020 has turned into the year of staying home, which means a lot of home workouts, right, babe?
Facts, honey.
It's made me realize how important it is to have all the right gear to support your health and fitness goals. That's why I want to share this brand with you all. It's called Barefoot Scientist. It's the world's very first premium foot care company, and they have everything you need to keep your feet healthy and happy, especially when you are working out. Their products target every issue that active feet may have, from blisters and muscle aches to dirt, sweat, and odor. I'm a huge fan of Pilates, as Here's the Stitch listeners know, and I do those workouts in a barefoot on a yoga mat. So I get very hard skin from also getting in all my steps on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. So I usually rely on my pedicures, and I found it challenging to find a way to take care of my feet. Now, Barefoot Scientist has really helped out in that situation. I actually just used the Reboot last night.
I know, I saw you. It was kind of cute. I saw your little feet.
Yeah, so the Reboot is basically a facial for your feet. It's scientifically formulated foot treatment that gently removes built-up dead skin cells to reveal softer, healthier feet in one quick treatment. I just put these really cute booties that had all the good ingredients on over my feet. I tied them up and I watched a movie. And then I took them off, rinsed them off, and I had soft baby skin feet again.
I know.
It was wonderful.
Super facts, honey. And I know you were very excited about the results because you're like, oh my God, this is awesome.
I was like, this actually works.
Yeah.
So yep. I'm a fan. Plus, all Barefoot Scientist products are hypoallergenic, dermatologist tested, cruelty-free, and free of phthalates and parabens. So you know you're only using the good quality stuff. Right now, our Here's the Stitch listeners can get an exclusive 20% off their first order at barefootscientist.com using code SITUATION. And shipping is always free. That's barefootscientist.com, code SITUATION. Go get all your foot care essentials right now at barefootscientist.com and enter promo code SITUATION at checkout for 20% off your first order plus free shipping. I'm telling you, ladies, you are going to appreciate the Reboot foot mask, especially with the lack of the pedicures out there.
Definitely. It sounds like an awesome situation. Don't forget to take care of the feeders. We just had the Jersey Shore family vacation finale.
Season finale
to awesome ratings. And so much stuff has happened. But this is another example of taking the high road.
Mm-hmm.
And I did mention it in the episode that, you know, it's all life is really all about perspective.
Yep.
And so I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, what happens if we, you know, if someone took the high road during that that episode.
Yeah, so I think that it goes back to what we said when you have no control over other people.
Yeah.
And you cannot change them or mm-hmm. change their behaviors. And now once something already happens, whether it's a bad speech, whether it's a bad angle of a photo.
Maybe the timing was off on the speech. Maybe, you know, the tone was off.
Yeah, I mean, it's so complicated, but I think that even if it was the worst thing ever in your point of view, you have the control in your own mind to say, I'm not going to take what someone meant lighthearted to make me laugh, which she did laugh, but to make me laugh and be funny.
Yeah.
Maybe it fell flat. Maybe the line didn't deliver the right way, but I'm not going to give, you know, that energy that I didn't love it, the power to take over one of the most important days of my life that
facts.
I can't get back.
Facts. And to go on the opposite spectrum, we had our wedding 2 years ago, and I was going to prison a couple weeks later. We had every reason to sort of be stressed out. We had every reason to point the finger or not be happy, but it was a blissful, magical evening. It was one of the best days of our life.
Yeah.
And I was going to prison a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
So you have to understand, you know, what I'm trying to explain here is perspective. If you think you're going to have a beautiful day, you will.
Right.
And if you think you're going to have a, you know, stormy day or evening, you probably will.
I have to say, guys, what you speak into existence is what you create in your world.
Yep.
So exactly what Mike just said, I feel like I just need to repeat it because it's so true. It's the law of attraction. It is just how this world goes around. And if you are out there projecting negativity, bad energy, that's not going to work out. I'm not going to have a beautiful day. I'm going to lose that job, or I'm going to lose that opportunity, or I'm not going to get that house I want.
Yep.
If you're going to put those words into the universe, they're going to boomerang right back towards you. So you need to speak into existence what you want and what you love. And I think that what happened on that finale was unfortunate. Don't wish that, you know, that on someone's special day. But I think that as an adult, mm-hmm. that's making the choice to make a lifelong commitment to somebody, you should have the ability to take the high road on that day and not let anything. Listen, I could, if something horrible happened, I can't put myself in the exact shoes because our day went perfect without a hitch. But I think we also had.
But
we could have focused on the negativity.
Anything could have happened on that day. There was tons of speeches that went happen, you know, on our day. Like we said, I was going to prison a couple weeks later. Mm-hmm. We were filming a TV show. And when you're filming a TV show,
it's a lot of high pressure.
There are so many variables that can go wrong. Yep. Fortunately for us, it was a perfect evening. And like I said, I we feel very blessed for that.
Yeah.
But even when you come across, and I have to just stop real quick, because what you said before, I have to just add into it that you need to win in your mind first, okay, before you go into, you know, reality. And if you're winning in your mind, I guarantee you, whether it's work or love or anything else, you will eventually make it happen in real life.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any goal that I've ever had in my whole life that I haven't attained yet, except for, you know, we're working on other things in our life as well.
You create new goals. You achieve something, you hit success, and you don't stop. You don't say, okay, I'm done. Yes. You keep evolving and making new goals. And having new experiences in life. I feel like just took the high road.
I even spoke to her, and I remember her saying, she's like, I'm not like you, Mike. I can't always, you know, take the high road. And I remember her saying
I just think she has growth to make, like most people.
And like most people, you know, nothing wrong with that.
And she'd probably live a lot happier.
I think there could have been a crossroad though in the night, you know, when Chris was like, listen, this is our night. Like,
to give props to Chris.
Chris was trying to put it.
He was pleading
to like, to not save the night, because like I said, I'm sure.
He was pleading for her to put it in perspective.
At the end of the day, it was still a beautiful evening. And I have spoken with her before, and they had a beautiful wedding. And like I said, there was a couple, you know, hiccups. I don't want to say Titanic hiccups, but there was a couple hiccups, and they had a beautiful wedding, beautiful food. And there was people there. And like I said, it just, some stuff happened,
but
things could have changed so much easily. I just saw Chris saying, listen, this is our night. Let's just take the high road and have fun and make it a beautiful evening. And she chose to go the other way, and things happened. You know?
I have to say, I don't know her well enough to know if the cameras weren't there, if she would do the same thing. I don't know her well enough to make that decision. Mm. But I do know from my experience with reality TV that when the cameras are there,
all hell breaks loose sometimes.
Yes, off of things that you normally wouldn't affect.
The camera causes you to be a little extra.
The camera puts a magnifying glass on the fire almost, I feel like. You know, outside, if you do the magnifying glass and it
normally when you wouldn't make a big deal, and it's not me, I'm very experienced in reality TV and I've been in it for over 10 years and I pride myself on, especially the last 5 years at least, being very classy. You know, in this business, we really can't say that in the full 10 years, but you know, I am proof that people do change. So, but when people have a camera on them, sometimes, you know, they're not themselves. That's just the truth. But the key to reality TV, or anybody that's trying to be in reality TV, you were born an original, so don't die a copy. What that means is, you know, if you try to be someone else, you're not going to be successful.
Yeah, authenticity, 1,000%. You need to behave and
show people new stuff. Show them your new you, you know?
Yeah, and be the person you would be if those cameras weren't there.
Exactly.
Rolling.
2,000%, honey. I totally agree. Because if you're going to try to be the next version of the situation, you're going to fail miserably. But if you are yourself, that is where your superpower lies.
100%. Everybody has an opportunity to create their own individuality and succeed. And the more you lean into like the authentic core of yourself and passionate things and projects that make you happy and excited to do, the more success you will find. That's so true. And anyone, if you read memoirs, if you follow like mega successful people in all different walks of life and all different industries, they all say that same vain thing of the more you tune out the noise mm-hmm. and the background and the trying to follow in other people's footsteps and emulate what they make did it, to make it work for yourself.
I like it.
You have to find your own path. Fresh. And it's and you find it by leaning into the things that you're passionate about and yep. the things that feel right. And the mm-hmm. only way you get things to feel right is when you start being your best self.
Yeah.
And vibrating on a level where you can feel energies that pulling you to the right projects and the right things that make you happy.
They, I mean, listen, Jersey Shore and the, most of my castmates or all my castmates, we've been around for 10 years. Do you know how many times they tried to redo Jersey Shore and get a cast and they all the cast tried to just be the next Pauly D or the next situation or the next Vinny or the next Snooki. And they all failed miserably because they were copying.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work. If you are yourself authentically or genuinely, mm-hmm. You'll succeed.
Yeah. So I feel like the season finale could have just been solved if
oh my God,
the high road was taken.
Yes, yes. That is definitely one of the things we're trying to get across.
Because now it's like 8 months after the fact, after that event has happened.
It's still a mess.
And it's still a mess.
And it's still a mess, yeah.
The State of the Union is basically what you guys saw.
Yeah, it's still a mess.
We're still at... Yeah, still that's mess. Still TBD, to be determined, yeah, next season.
Yeah. And we are not trying to tell people how to feel. We obviously have our opinion. We were at the wedding. I have spoken to Angelina's multiple times. And things just could have went a different way. That's all. You know,
After watching it,
hypothetical universe, it could have went a different way.
It always could have gone a different way. And I think maybe after all this time has gone by, maybe she can look at it from a different perspective and be able to move past it. I think I really had a interesting perspective shown during it when I was watching because I saw Chris, who is such a nice guy.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Chris.
And he was pleading with her.
Yeah,
like
he
kept trying to bring her back down to reality and be like, come on, this is a bigger picture here.
Yep.
This is the biggest event in our life.
But that's what you're supposed to do as a husband.
Yeah,
and a partner.
He was great.
Remind your wife and you remind your partner, hey, I think you're going in the wrong direction. We can go in this direction.
Yep, he was right. And I think that
I think she just let her emotions rule her intelligence, and she wasn't trained in the high road. That's all.
Along with the pressures of the camera, I think.
That
combination of not being experienced in taking the high road and that, for sure. So I think the moral of the story is it's always best to take the high road. Like my husband mentioned, our wedding was a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And we had so many – we had one of our biggest challenges ahead of us. We were going head first into one of the most challenging –
the biggest storm.
And largest – biggest storm that we'd ever faced together as a couple. And we went in with smiles on our faces and we got married and we celebrated with about just under 300 of the closest people to us and our friends and our family. And we had an incredible night. So I really think it's all about perspective. It's always about taking the high road and just not letting anything take you out of your peace.
You know, it's not the destination, guys. It is the journey.
It's all about the journey. You heard it here first on Here's the Sitch. We are going to head over to the phones.
Oh, okay.
And
let's get it.
I want to give you guys the Here's the Sitch podcast hotline one more time. It's 732-898-0414. So make sure you guys give us a call. Send us some of your motivation, your favorite quotes, and your favorite topics and things you want us to dive into.
Exactly. So, give us some examples, guys, of... you know, some challenges that you guys face and maybe we'll suggest how to take the high road, or maybe you guys can tell us how you guys, you know, took the high road, which is pretty much dancing in the rain.
All right, we got one coming in hot from Connecticut.
I just wanted to say that people struggling with depression or anxiety can do such a small thing to try to better themselves and to try to become positive, and even just listening to your podcast or other uplifting podcasts can be the first step in really building a more positive life. And I don't think that anybody can even set goals if they do it with a negative mindset. You have to be positive in order to set goals, and especially in order to achieve goals. You can't do that coming from a place of negativity.
1,000% I agree with that.
I totally agree with that too. I mean, you can't live a positive life and have a negative mind. So I totally agree with that. And also, I also did agree with her that you have to, almost like a muscle, you have to build it up and you have to, you know, sort of like a diet. You have to listen to positive things, be around positive people, continue to slowly try to turn negative habits to positive ones. And little by little, your life will change.
Yep. Your diet is everything you consume, not just food and beverage. It's the podcasts you listen to. It's the music you listen to. It's the films you watch. It's the shows you binge. So it's all encircling, encompassing each other.
And she's right. I think little by little, you know, you'll be able to turn your life around, almost like baby steps. So I love what that caller said, honey. And we've been getting so many informed callers lately the past couple of weeks. I'm really, really digging it, huh?
All right, we got next caller from Kentucky, it looks like.
Hi, this is Brittany, and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I just wanted to call. I absolutely love your podcast. I love you guys. But yeah, speaking of the most recent podcast about goals, I have kind of put my goals on the back burner just because I put all my energy and everything into my daughter. I want everything in the world for her. She's involved in dance and soccer, and I really focus on her. And listening to this podcast, you all have really helped me to gear the focus back on myself, because to have a healthy family, healthy children, you need to be healthy for them and for yourself. I really do appreciate you guys, because I have started working out. I have my routines, started eating healthier, been trying to have me time at least a few times a week. I can already see a change in my daughter. She's, you know, happier because I'm happier with myself. And you all have really helped me with that. I really appreciate it.
I love that. That makes me so happy, Brittany. That makes me really proud of you, because I know it is challenging raising a family and finding that spare time, or trying to create and carve out that spare time so you can take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. But I'm really proud of you that you found that time to take care of yourself, because you cannot take care of anyone else until you take care of yourself, mind, body, soul.
Facts.
And also, the biggest step that you've improved on is by showing by example how you lead your life and take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. So your daughter is seeing the time you put into your fitness, into your diet, into you eating healthy fruits and vegetables. Your daughter is absorbing all of that more than she's absorbing what you're saying, because she's seeing what you're actually doing. So give yourself a pat on the back.
Plus the energy too, honey, right?
Exactly. You're just a happier, nicer person.
So therefore her daughter's happier too.
Yeah. So it just makes the relationship that much happier.
Wow. So cool.
Hey, Mike and Lauren, this is Megan from Boston. I just wanted to talk about vision boards. I absolutely love vision boards. I usually make one every year. I've been doing it for the last 5 years. And a visual is just super important to have something to look at and focus on, and always have that in the back of your mind, what you're working towards. The last few years I've made them, I've realized that everything that I put on those usually happens for me, or usually I improve upon whatever I put on those. And so the year I met my fiance, I was single and I was having dating problems, and I just kind of made a decision to myself. I said, I want to be in a healthy relationship, and I put, you know, healthy relationship on my vision board, and, you know, things surrounding that was one section of my vision board. And, you know, the end of the year came and I remember thinking, oh, I didn't get in a relationship. But what I did realize is on New Year's Eve, and this is 2016, I actually started talking to him online. We met online. So that happened that year. And I just want to say I got a French bulldog a couple days ago, and I put a French bulldog on my vision board 2 years ago. So it's actually kind of cool, the power of vision boards. You might not even necessarily get what you put on there that first year, but it does come, because I'm staring at my little new puppy right now. I absolutely love your show, and I absolutely love vision boards. So thank you for doing a topic on that.
Same. I love vision boards too.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And it's such a good point that she mentioned how it doesn't always happen in the first year.
Facts.
But it's all about that law of attraction. that we always talk about and putting that positive energy out there in your dreams and your goals and what you want and let it come to you.
Yeah, I'm so excited. All these focused, motivated, driven people are calling our podcast and our loyal listeners. It's really, really cool, honey. Let's keep it going. Let's keep this train going.
Hey, Mike and Lauren. My name is Kim. I'm from California. You know, I just wanted to say that all the work that you guys are doing is amazing. And I do admire your guys' relationship as one to look forward to and to aspire to. One question I did have that really stuck out to me is, you know, while that you were recovering and going through probably your, actually not even recovering yet, but going through your hardest times, you did share a story that kind of turned everything around where, you know, you called essentially the cops on Lauren. And I was just wondering how, Lauren, with things like that, how did you find the motivation for yourself to keep going and to essentially be there for a man who you love so dearly, but when it was really hard for you to do?
Well, she's talking about when I called you the time that I was under the influence in 2011. I was on the Trump roast, and I called you from the Trump Tower. And I was begging you to come to my hotel and that I was willing to take care of you for the rest of your life. But at that time, you were with, you had a boyfriend at that time, and we hadn't really, you know, had a relationship, obviously. So she's asking you, how did you have a motivation to sort of have that conversation, I guess, with me?
I didn't hear, I couldn't hear part of it, but... to support you in it.
Yeah, I guess
you, how are you to able to not go see you?
How were you able to compartmentalize having a relationship with, you know, your boyfriend at that time period, but also still having, you know, this other you know, love or respect for me on the back burner, I guess, maybe?
I mean for me I really didn't put, there wasn't like a strategic thought.
Yeah.
It was just he had called me. So I really didn't have time to prepare or think on how I would handle that situation. Mm-hmm. He called me from a number that was, I didn't know the number. And I answered it and I chose to stay on the phone with him and support him because he is somebody who I cared very much about. And even though I was in a relationship with somebody else who at the time I wasn't willing to leave that relationship.
Yeah, you were very respectful.
Or do anything disrespectful because I had already become a big part of the woman who I am today. Mm-hmm. I've grown tremendously since then, even more, but I already had morals and values and integrity in a relationship.
Yep.
So I knew I was not willing to step out or disrespect my relationship at that time. However, that didn't change the feelings that I cared for Mike's well-being and the fact that he was a very big love of my life. And the friendship that Mike and I had created when we were together was, a lot of you guys get to see it on Jersey Shore Family Vacation. He's my best friend. It was one of the strongest, it is the strongest friendship I've created in my life. So if he needed something, I was going to be there, whether we had spoke in 5 years, whether we spoke the day before, whether I was in another relationship, I was going to be support him as a friend with positive reinforcements and do what I could do.
But it was, like I said, as a friend, and you were showing the utmost respect to yourself and your current relationship
myself,
as well. Yeah. So that needs to be spoken about, huh?
I think it's just having the respect for myself, like that, of what my morals and what my integrity and my values were at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Brooke from Pennsylvania, Uniontown, actually. I've been with my girlfriend for 5 years, and we got together when I was like 13. We broke back, got back together like 15. We've been together ever since. I'll be 21 in August, and I think we're growing apart. We fight more than we get along, and we've been having a lot of discussions lately, but for some reason she can't let me go. Like, she won't accept it. She just says she'll never be happy. She won't live in this world without me, and it brings me right back. And I know I can grow and expand and be a different person, and I kind of just want to know who I am. I want to know who Brooke is. I don't know where to go or what to do. If you guys could help me or give me some insight.
I think that you just really need to take some time for yourself. It's once the relationship is at a point where you feel like you lost yourself. I think that it doesn't have to do with the other person in the relationship right now. It's about looking out for your best interest and your evolvement. If you feel like you don't even know who you are right now outside of this relationship that's becoming a little bit negative and toxic, it's time to take a healthy break. And now that doesn't mean that you're never going to see each other and never be back together again. But I think it's always, there's nothing wrong with taking a minute to reset, get some space and regroup once your head is clear and get back on the right path.
And I also think the greatest path in life is finding out who you really are in life.
Exactly. So if you're at the crossroads where you don't know who you are right now, it's time to make some kind of change to start, have that self-discovery again. Self-discovery.
I totally agree. That was one of the biggest things in my life when I made the choice to make a change to find out who I really am. And, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's easier said than done, and it's scary, but it's so worth it, and you'll have so much peace and happiness down the road.
It is. Facts.
All right, guys, so we are so excited that we just wrapped up episode 17, all about taking the high road and always taking some special Here's the Sitch callers. Thank you guys for being loyal listeners of Here's the Sitch. Make sure you follow us on IG at Here's the Sitch Podcast and call into our hotline. We love to hear from you guys and get your feedback. Our phone number is 732-898-0414.
And last but not least, guys, I'm going to hit you guys with some inspiration really quick. A dead battery can't jump a dead battery. Get away from people who are not charging your spirit when you need a jump, guys.
It's a good one, honey. Stay safe, everybody. We love you guys. See you next week.